AmeriCorps, the National Service Organization, is once again in trouble. Ever since President Clinton first proposed it nearly 10 years ago, AmeriCorps has weathered one crisis after another, some political, some financial. When President Bush announced last year he wanted to expand the program, AmeriCorps' future seemed secure at last. But now, once again, AmeriCorps finds itself struggling, this time to overcome problems largely of its own making. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
It's scenes like this one at Kansas City's Thomas Roque Child and Family Development Center that have steadily won praise and support for AmeriCorps.
Okay, let's see how many he wants.
Put 5 jelly beans on my cookie, please.
How many did he want?
2.
He wanted 5 jelly beans
on my cookie, please.
So let's count together, okay?
1.
Say 1.
2.
3.
Christina Fatul is helping 4-year-old Laron play a learning game on the computer. It's part of Jumpstart, a program that pairs AmeriCorps volunteers one-on-one with preschoolers who need special help with language, identifying letters, and social skills. AmeriCorps volunteers with Jumpstart worked one-on-one with 42 preschoolers at 3 early development centers in Kansas City this year. The group's manager in Kansas City, Jennifer McDonald, is ready to begin making plans for next year, but she says she doesn't know what to tell prospective volunteers.
I have 18 Corps members who participated this past year who have reapplied who would like to participate again. And I've had close to 10 new applicants of students who've never participated in the program. We're very hopeful, but if you want to look at it realistically, there's a huge possibility that we won't exist.
McDonald says she first had an inkling there was trouble last November when AmeriCorps alerted Jumpstart and the other programs that receive grants that it was imposing a freeze on enrolling new volunteers. The freeze was ordered after AmeriCorps officials realized they had awarded grants for 70,000 positions, 20,000 more than authorized by Congress. That problem was compounded a few months later when the General Accounting Office said the organization had not been setting aside enough money in a trust fund that pays some of the educational expenses of AmeriCorps volunteers. To deal with those two problems, AmeriCorps said it would have to impose huge cutbacks, eliminating 80% of the money from some programs. Rosie Mock has been AmeriCorps director for the past year, and before that was the head of the program in Texas. She says no one with AmeriCorps saw the financial problems coming.
What could have been a small bump in the road, perhaps, you know, with the fact that we had awarded more positions than we actually had money in the trust fund, you know, it just was exasperated by the fact that we were in a continuing resolution and we didn't have enough money, new dollars coming into the trust fund. And then the folks in Congress decided they really wanted to take a good, solid look at our accounting procedures. And that's when all of this started.
When the problem with the Educational Trust Fund became known, Congress moved quickly to fix it, passing a bill that overruled the GAO opinion, allowing AmeriCorps to set aside less money for educational expenses. But that didn't address AmeriCorps' other problem, the fact that it had given grantees approval to hire thousands more volunteers than it had money for. Maryland Democrat Barbara Mikulski, a co-sponsor of the Senate bill to address AmeriCorps' accounting crisis, says this time AmeriCorps has no one to blame but itself.
This meant that it shortchanged the volunteers. It shortchanged the communities that count on the volunteers. And it shortchanged the taxpayer because we're going to have to come in now for a bailout for mismanagement.
AmeriCorps Director Mock says right now it looks as though grants and the number of volunteers hired will be cut by at least half. Carol Krenning with the Missouri Community Service Commission says AmeriCorps depends not just on federal money, but also on local funding and an extensive network of relationships with local groups.
As a realist and someone who has worked very closely with the field for the past 7 years, I fully recognize that once you completely destroy the infrastructure, you cannot rebuild it, not that quickly. And that is what 2003 will do. It will nearly completely destroy the infrastructure that we have worked the last 9 years to build.
Groups that receive AmeriCorps grants and some members of Congress are now lobbying President Bush to support $200 million in emergency funding for the National Service Organization. So far, the White House hasn't indicated what it will do, but AmeriCorps supporters are optimistic. In his 2004 budget request, the president proposed a big expansion of the program. AmeriCorps supporters say the first step is to make sure that it survives. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.